All right, let's learn.
Flat, yeah. You need more flat out now.
Hammy base. Today's Davav, right? Today's Davav.
Yeah.
So we'll learn Hammy base. Hammy base is the last three lines from the bottom. Tonight, Mishnah is the base in Zero. So we're hearing Machlechim Bar Poda. This is Machlechim from yesterday's Dav. Machlechim Bar Poda, who's the second man of the Yomar. The second man of the Yomar is. Bar Poda and Tanakama. Let's see, Bar Poda is Niksa Sayyim Kekulon.
Yeah.
Is the term of Nazirus, is the term of the term of Nazirus 30 days or 29 days? And that was the mission to go back to Hamad Aleph. Menonim, Stound Islam, Yom, a mass number, Kodosh Yihye, Yihye, Gematria, 30. And then the Gemara, that was the Tanakama. Then Bar Poda Oymar, Kineged Nazir Nizroi. It's a very little like Rashi yesterday. You ever seen Rashi your whole life? Never saw a Rashi like this my whole life. That Hey Amid Aleph, Rashi enumerates every single time it says in the Torah the word Nazir. He says that Peltig Rashi, Bar Pod Amar Kneged Nazir Nizroi Veneder Nidroi Hama Beparishus Nazir Shein Lamid Chos Achas, and then it's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. You ever seen Rashi? Moshe Sefer, the ever see Rashi? Four lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4. Lindor, Neder, Nozir, Lahazir, Yazir, Nizroi, Neder, Nizroi, Yazir, Yaziroi. He goes to the whole parasha. And he enumerates 29 times that it says the word a sherish of Neder and Nozir. And he says the one time that you think is the right word is also, no, that I reject. At the very end he says, But Nezer Elokov, like a Choshev. Okay.
And also, this is Rashi or not.
What?
This is Rashi or not Rashi.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, in a Chalami. It's definitely not like the Rashi in the Nedarim. Totally different than the Nedarim. Totally different. Some say it is really, whatever it is. All right, so here, that's the Machlokes yesterday. It's the whole Machlokes says Daf is. There are two Makaros, Stam Nizirus Lamid Yoim. What's the Makar? Kodosh Yihye, Yihye Begematria 30. Bar Poda says it says the word Nazir in the Torah 29 times. It says in the Torah the word Nazir 29 times. So, why Nafkamin? The Nafkamin is, on what day does the Nazir shave his head? Does he shave his head on day 31 or on day 30? If a Nazir is a Nazir for 29 days, so then the next day, the day that he brings his Kurbanos is on day 30. You have to bring the Kurbanos the day after you finish your Nazirus. If the Nazirus is 29 days, so you're going to shave your head on day 30. If the Nazirus is 30 days, you're going to shave your head on day 31. Why don't you say Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi and go down to 28? Or 30. Ain't a chadam. That's the Gemara's kash in a few moments. But in the meantime, the Gemara now in Daf Hei Amud Beis says, we bring Rayas back and forth to prove which one is correct. Is it 30 days or 29 days? Which would mean, do you bring the Kurbanos on day 31 or do you bring your Kurbanos on day 30? Tanan, Mishnozar, Beis Nezirois, Negalech, Es Rishon, Yom Lamed V'Echot, Ramash Luchar B'Fayim Shirayit, that is 30 days, 31, V'Ashmiel Liyom Shishim V'Echot, on day 61. Bish, Lamed Rabbasu, Kondra Masna, Nicha, according to Rav Masna, Nicha, it's going to be Nicha. Rav Masna says it's going to be Yihyeh. Nicha makes sense. 31. You have to shave your head on day 31. Why 31? Because the first term of Nazirus is 30. It makes sense. Nicha Ella. And what about day 60? Oh, because everyone agrees that you can start Miksas Hayoyim. So on day 31 is going to be Nazirus is 30 days. Day 31 is when you the Nazirus is over and you bring your Kurbanos. The moment after you bring your Kurbanos, even if you only have 1 second left, Miksas Hayoim Kiko. Everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that you have Miksas Hayoim on the first day.
You know, day 30 and day 1 are the same day.
Right. For the beginning only.
For the beginning of the second one.
The second one, right. No, right, for the first one also. But the end, even if you hold Miksas Kekuloi is only a shayla at the end. Everyone agrees that you do say Miksas Hayoyim Kekuloi when you begin. And the only thing that we remember today about today's daf is the riot, the soy to this is Sheva Brachas. Sheva Brachas is the only halacha, the halacha lemaisa, where there is no Miksas Hayoyim Kekuloi at the end. In other words, the person gets married. So yes, no matter what time of day he gets married, when it comes the seventh day, you can make a sheva brachos until the very end of the day, until shkia, the very end. Why don't you say that if today is day seven, so after breakfast, that's it, it's over. You can no longer make sheva brachos. Yet every other halach
like
is
a shiva.
What? Oh, so shiva is the same. Shiva, you get up right after shachas, right. You get up. So why don't you say the same thing by sheva brachos? By sheva brachos, it's now day seven. Okay, so we'll make sheva brachos by breakfast. That's it. Mixas hayoyim kikuloi to make sheva brachos after breakfast is a bracha levatol, seven brachos. So Taka, why don't you say that? It's a pasuk. Lavan. Male.
The chasen comes to shul mincha. Don't say that.
Male Shavua Zois. Lavan said to Yaakov, Male. Okay. Male, so from that word Male, Chazal learned that Sheva Brachas by Chosen Kala, there's no Mixas Hayoim Kikuloi. By Shiva? Doesn't say Male anywhere. So there you say, mix everything you say, only by Sheva Brachas. There's no Male Shavua Zois. And I'll give you then Rocha. So that. But what about the beginning when a person gets married? No, the day the person gets married, even if he gets married the very last moment of the day, that counts as one day. So sheva brachos nam shadugma for this halacha. A person gets married, even if there's only one moment left to the end of the day, that day counts as day number one. But day number seven, you go to the very, very end. Nazirus, a person is makabel nazirus the very last moment of the day. That's what you call day one. One is the nazirus over. Well, the machlokes according to the bar masna. It's going to be 30 days, and according to Bar Pod, it's going to be 29 days. When and right now at this moment in time, we're saying that there's no mixas sayem kule at the end, but at the beginning there is. Okay, so therefore El Bar Pod Kosher. Over here it says on day 31, he brings his first korbanos that only is correct according to Bar Masna, but according to Bar Pod, it should already bring the korbanos on day 30. Now that it says on day 61, that's very good because day 31 is really day one. It is day one, and now go another 30 complete days. It's going to be 60. So day 61, when you bring the second korbanos, El Bar Masna Kosher, according to Masna, you should already finish on day. You should bring your first korban on day 30, and you should bring your second korban on day 59. On day 59, you should already bring your day 60. Day 60, because day 30 is going to be day number one, and day 60. Well, over here it says 31 and 61. It says beferish in the Mishnah. What are you talking about? That b'di'evet, even though lechatchila a person really should bring on day 31 and on day 61, but b'di'evet v'im gilach es harishon b'liyom shloishim migaleach es hashniyah liyom shishim on day 60. Also, you see beferish. It says beferish that obviously lechatchila when you want to be a nazir lechatchila, you should go all the way and you should do a full complete day. I remember once I went to the Menachem of Aaron Shechter. His mother passed away, and it was the last day. And everyone came to he should get up from Shiva. Everyone on the last day, it's a big crowd there, and he didn't want to get up. He said, "Heal mixas hayom kikulo." There's also a sheer mixas. So everyone was so annoyed. Everyone came there special. Oh, he should get up. And he goes, "All you guys get out of here. I'm not getting up so fast. I'm going to be sitting shiva for a shtickle more time, and all you have to go to work to get out of here." It was very strange. Okay, all this mamish disagree. Other people holding mamish, you shouldn't be machmir a second. You get it mamish immediately. Meet the first second. No.
Why do you do that?
He held differently. Different shittas. Yesh v'yesh. But according to my product, so if we over here, it's the Gilch Vishon Lashlosh and Gilch Vishon Liam Shishim. Also, we have a stira. So we have, so Ellis, Ella, what's the end? Ella's safe. And Messiah. So obviously, Pumfakar, the very fact that you get that the Nazirus is over on day 30 is a raya that the Nazirus is only 29 days. 29 days. And you get on day 30, it's come. There's only, not to mix us yet. Day 30, it's over. On day 30, it's over. So you see, it's taka good. Ella seifa misayle. So how then will you learn pshat in the reisha manavshach? If you hold that nazirus is 29 days, complete 29 days, then day 30 it's over. That they bring the korbanos. If you hold it as 30 days, then day 31. So there's basically a contradiction between the reisha and the seifa. So what's the answer? I hold the ikar is like the seifa, because the seifa says you can be magaleach b'diavad on day, not even b'diavad. It says you can be magaleach on day 30. Oh, that means that the Nazir is only 29 days. And day 30, you bring the Kurbanos. So what's then Pshat in the Reish that says day 31? Reisha be'omer shalemim. The Reish is going where the person said, he didn't say Stam Nazirus. It's a Mod Nazach. He did not say Stam Nazirus. He wants to mekabel upon himself a Nazirus. By the way, say Davav. Are we on right? Say Davav. Got confused from yes. Be'omer shalemim is where he says, I want a Nazirus that is complete. In other words, he did not say, it's not a Stam Nazirus. Stam Nazirus is 29 days. And when it says in the Mishnah, Stam Nazirus Shloishim, what it means is that you bring the Korbanos on day 30. The Nazirus is concluded on day 30, but the Nazirus really, according to Bar Poda, is only 29 days. And in the Mishnah, when it says 30, it means that's the time when you bring the Korbanos are offered on day 30. And the ratio that says it's 31 is where a person basically explicitly said he wants a complete month. It's not a Stam Nazirus. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Ika chosay min ha-sefer, so be it.
So, they agree.
Everyone agree. Well, but they don't agree. They don't agree. Bar Pado holds Stam Nazirus be'etzem is 29 days.
Okay.
And when it says in the Mishnah 30, it means that's when you will bring the Korbanos. And this Mishnah here is a proof to him. Because this Mishnah says that a person can bring his Korbanos on day 30 or on day 31. Day 30 is Stam, which means he was makabel a Stam Nazirus, which is 29 days, and the Korbanos are offered on day 30. The ratio that says that he's bringing the Korbanos on day 31 is going where he expressed himself that he wants to have a Nazirus of 30 days. Shleimim. Be'oimer Shleimim. What does Rashi say? Be'oimer, there is no Rashi. Be'oimer Shleimim, we had this yesterday also. I didn't really understand what it means. It means that he will still more, explain a little bit more. Where he wants it to be, look at the Rashi. Amalachabar Parda. Ano damino de'ein ikur nezirus elachof tes yoim. The only 29 days. Achos samchei the gemur lei masnisa chazina lei the tani shem gilach yom shishim chosar achad. Let's read the next piece of Gemara. I jumped ahead. Let's read the Rashi before. Very cool. Rashi before the third line from the top. Bishloim l'rav masna. The yamar ein nezirus pachos sumi lamed yom. Ve'en megalich ad yom lamed alf. Lachi yisruch lon hamasnisa the yom shloishim oyle lo min amin l'kan l'kan. Day 30 ad lamed yoim, ve'ena megalech ad yoim lamed aleph. L'hach yitzchok al hamasnisan. The yoim shlozer shosh v'echad. Change the gear. Same shosh v'echad. Oyle mikan min amin l'kan. Dechi gilach harishon b'yom shloishim. Oyle loy oisa yoim l'kan l'kan v'nis cholam mibo b'yom nizuos shniya. He keeps on changing the gears over here to 31 because it's a little bit strange. Bar Pod, let's look for a little more. Shleimim, let's look for, we'll see a little more. Bottom line is we have a contradiction. This Brisa says, on the one hand, that the Korbanos are brought on day 31. On the other hand, it says that it's brought on day 30. Each one is going to have to answer the other part of the Braisa. According to Bar Poda, he answered, it's a proof to me, the end of the Mishnah says 29 days. You bring the Korbanos on day 30. The ratio that says 31 is going in the case where the person said, I want to do a Nazirus, a complete Nazirus of 30 days. He openly said, I don't want to do a Stam Nazirus, I want an extra day of Nazirus. Now, what about Rav Masna? The ratio is very, very good. What about the Sefer? Rav Masna, Kosher Sefer. Amal Rav Masna, Kidiktani Sefer, Yoim Shloishim Oile Lekan Ulekan. The Sefer means that the Sefer means the day 30 is Oile Lekan Ulekan. Mayi, in other words, he's saying a new Yisoid, is that Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi. The way that Bar Masna is going to answer the kasha is I hold Stam Nezirus is 30 days. But who told you you need to have Shleimim? Who says you need to have a complete 30 days? It's enough to have 30 days and a mashal. So therefore, on day 30, you can bring the Kurbanos. It's not a kasha. Yes, of course, it starts the second term on that. That one day is oilelo mikanu lekan for both days. So what comes out over here basically is there is a double machloikis between Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Number one, 59. Oh, that's the Moritz in the Kashnum in one moment. We'll come down one second. But first, come down one second. We'll come to that in one second. But first, let's first just finish up this point. At this moment right now, there is a double machloikis, Rav Masna and Bar Pada. Number one, how many days is Nazirus? Is it 30 or 29 days? Number two, do you say on the last day, Miksas Hayoim Kekulon? According to Rav Masna, it's 30 days. It's 30 days. That's Nazirus, not 29, 30 days. But you say Miksas Hayoim Kekulon. Bar Pada says no, it's 29 days, and you do not say Miksas Hayom Kekulay. So therefore, that's how we answer. Now, Maihi Miksas Hayom Kekulay, what do we mean now? You have to answer the kasha, why then do you have to wait until day 60 when it's reading 59? So we'll get that one second. So Maihi Miksas Hayom Kekulay, you want to go tell me this concept of Miksas Hayom Kekulay, where you learned that in the previous Mishnah, where did we learn that? I don't remember. We learned that in the previous Mishnah. Where did we learn that?
5b.
So what did we learn? I don't remember. What did we learn? We learned that concept. Tanamishim already knows. Let's run out of time over here. So, Chaser Achas.
The first Reish of the Mishnah. If he was Megaleach on the 30th day.
On the 30th day, so it said that in the previous Mishnah. We went to the Mishnah, I don't remember. Okay, where was that? We learned that already? I don't remember. Where was that Mishnah? Okay, fine. It already taught that halacha. According to him, we already learned the halacha of Shluf. We learned that. Mahu de sema hanemililin the chodinazirus avalashtenazirus loikomashman. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that even one nazirus you can say miksas hayoim kikuloi, but not by two. That we wouldn't ask. That's why we need this Mishnah. That even when you're going to have a double nazirus and you want to go use the end of one term for the beginning of the second term, then you can use it oila lekan ulekan. That day 30 can be the end of one and the beginning of the other. Okay, let's see. Maybe we'll see the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. I know that mina the indiker nizirus el lechav tesiyim. Aha samche. The gemir no lo masnisan the chazino be detonishim gilach yoyim shishim v'chosra achas yotza shishim chosra achas day 59 sheyoyim shloishim oyleloy min haminyan umishum de bechilah ki gilach yoyim shloishim oyleloy lekan lekan. So that's the chiddush. Okay, so that's how we answer this kasha. We have here two yisoidos. Is it 30? Is it 29? Do we say miksas hayom kekuloi or do we not say miksas hayom kekuloi? Tanan. Im gilach yom shishim chos achas says the Mishnah yotza. If he shaves, they 59 yotza. She yom shloishim oileloi min haminyan. It counts. Beish lamelar masna nicha. Koidra masna it says the yisoid of miksas hayom kekuloi makes sense. El Bar Pada Lomali, Ha'omar Shloishim Chosar Achas. But according to, what's the Chiddush? According to Bar Masna, it's teaching you a Chiddush. Be'etzem, I hold the Nazirus is 30 days. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah over here, that you can be Shev on day 50, that you can say B'di'eved on day 59, is because you're going to say Miksas Hayom Kekuloi, both at the beginning and the end. You're going to say it twice. What?
No.
No, it can't be 58.
Yeah, you only get one day.
According to Master, you need 30. According to Master, you need 30.
The first to get 30, the second one you would be able to.
According to Bar Pada, if Bar Pada would hold Miksas Hayom Kekuloi, then you would say it would be 58. But according to Bar Master, you must have 30. if you must have 30, you cannot shave until day 30. And day 30 now is day number one of the next term, which comes out that the day 59 is the last day, and you'll say
day
you can
shave
the last day on the second. So according to Bar Masna, who says that two yisoides, number one, you need 30 days, and you say miksas hayoim, that's how you can have it b'di'evit, 30 and day 59. But according to Bar Pada, that does not say miksas hayoim kikuloi. So the first time you can shave is day 30, so you should have only day 60. How do you have hechatim so we can ever have a case of 59? Impossible. According to Bar Pada, that says that you do say, you say 30. So day 30 is going to be also day number one of the second term, because everyone agrees you don't need Miksas Hayam for day number one. And that means that day number 29 is day 58, and day 59 is day 30. So according to Bar Pada, there's no Chiddush. According to Bar Pada does not work with the principle of Miksas Hayam. Bar Pada holds a Nezirus is 29 days. If that's the case, day 30 is when you shave for Nezirus number one, without saying Miksas Hayoim, and day 59 is when you shave for the second term of Nezirus without shaving, without Miksas Hayoim. So there is absolutely no Chiddush in this halacha. This Mishnah says that Bidiyavet, you shave on day 30, and you shave on day 59. According to Bar Pada, there is absolutely no Chiddush here whatsoever. Because Bar Pada says a full term is 29 days, even without Miksas Hayoim. And if that's the case, 29 days is over, the Nezirus is over day 30, you're shaving. After you shave, you begin immediately the second term of Nezirus. When does that end? That ends on day 58. The day, because you only need 29 days. You only need 29 days. Day 30 is number one. Day 58 is day 29. Day 59 is the time to shave. There's no chiddush. According to Bar Masna, you take a chiddush because the Bar Masna holds you have a 30-30 and you say mix a sayam on both the first and the end. So there's taka chiddush. But according to Bar Pada, there's no chiddush. So El Bar Pada Lomali Misnichachi Lomali Ha'amar Shloshim Chosr Achas Amalcha Anonam Yaho Samchei. In other words, this aguf is my raya. This mishnah is my makor. This is exactly what it's teaching you. The mishnah is coming to teach you by telling you 30 and 59 that a full term of nezirus is 29 days. I am getting my shita. This is my makor. It's a very funny gemara. The gemara doesn't usually do this. The gemara usually, you have a halacha that's established somewhere else, and then you have a raya or a kasha. Here he's saying, no, this is actually the makor for my halacha. It's a little bit strange.
This
no,
is Mishnah.
This is Mishnah. This is what this is what I rely upon. This is the makor of my halacha, of my halacha. This is my makar. This is the source of my halacha. This is an unusual type of gemara. In gemara, usually have a machlokes, and then you have a mishnah to prove it either way. Okay, next halacha. Tanan. Mish amar harini nazir nitma. Now we come to the case of stira. Nitma yom shloshim. Here's the very big nafkamina. If a person becomes tame in the middle of his nezirus, he has to start all over again. But let's say you finished the nezirus, it's just that you did not yet bring the korbanos. Then
you became tame in the 30th day.
A 30 day. So that's gonna be the nafkamina. If you learn according to Bar Masna that you need a full 30 days, so the nezirus is not over yet. It ain't obvious. Therefore, if you come to day number 30, also that's only you have to trigger. That's they're saying very good. You have to actually make a declaration that the Nazirus bring the Kurbanos. When you bring the Kurbanos, that like retroactively makes it the Nazirus was over. But until you bring your Kurbanos, you're still in that mixus. So if you become Tamei, it's as if you became tummy in the middle of the nezirus and you got to start all over again. But if you look like Bar Pada says that it's only 29 days. So once you get past 29 days, you're finished.
Yeah, but did he bring the kabbalas?
No, he didn't bring the kabbalas. So you have to wait 7 days. You have to be mitire yourself to bring the kabbalas, but you do not have to. You have to repeat the nezirus. So this said that Misha Misha Amar Harei Nazir Nitma Yom Shloishim day 30 became time. What is Halacha Soisrus called? He has to go and do it all over again. So Bish Amar Rav Masna Koyt Rav Masna Nichal makes sense because Koyt Rav Masna the nezirus attack with 30 days. So until you terminate, today is day 30. Okay, if you want, you can terminate it right here and now. How do you terminate it? Bring the korbanos. Get up early in the morning, 6:01, bring your korbanos. And that will mean that one minute, that was day 30. But until you bring your korbanos, you're still in that mixas. And if you wait until 10, 11 o'clock, you're still in that mixas. And if you become tamei, it's day 30, it's part of the nezirus, you have to be soisa. But according to El Bar Poda, once you conclude day 29, you're finished. And now you have an obligation to bring korbanos. So if you didn't bring the korbanos, you became tamei. So you have to be mitar yourself. But you don't need to repeat the nezirus. Ella lebar pada kasha, amar lecha bar pada ema seifa. Yes, kasha me pumfaket ema seifa. Rabbi Leizer Amar Leizer says ema seifa l'shiva. Rabbi Leizer, you only have to be soiser shiva. Isal kedaitoch shloishim beinon nister kulu. If you hold, you need 30. So what's the pshat, Rabbi Leizer? Rabbi Eliezer says, only be soiser 7 days. Now, the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama, they don't disagree on the Machloikis Bar Poda and Rav Masna. Rav Masna and Bar Poda are Amorayim. And they're coming to tell you that every time across the board, from beginning to end, either holds 30 or 29. Not going to go make this Machloikis. The Gemara is not coming to make Machloikis Tanoim out of this. There's no Machloikis Tanoim. This whole mahalik is a lot of strange things in the Daily Gemara. All the Tanoim agree it's going to be either 29 or 30. We're going to be consistent. How then can there be a machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer? Do you have to be soiser entirely or 7 days? So the fact that you only have to be soiser 7 days obviously holds that the Nazirus is only 29 days. Because if it was 30 days, then you would have to be soiser. Okay. So you basically have a contradiction between the Reish and the Seifa. Each one over here has a problem. Rabbi Leizer, Oimer, Ein is soiser el Shiva. Isal kadaydech shloshim b'inon, nister kulu. So the Gemara is not a kasha. So here the Gemara is something very beautiful. Kasav Rabbi Leizer, mixas hayoyim kikos. I told you a different svara, but the movie here right now doesn't need to come on. That the Gemara is saying that the machloikis between Rabbi Leizer and the Tanakama in the Shita of Bar Masna is, do you say mixas hayoyim kikulay? Now that's a pella, because in the previous verse that we learned before, of where it says 30 and 59, 30, that only makes sense if you say mixas hayoyim kikulay, which means that we're going to zetsign the first mission, Omer Aleph, like Rabbi Eliezer. We went to this whole previous mission. The previous mission says 30, l'chatchila, 31, and 61. L'chatchila 31 and 61. But b'di'evet, 30 and 59. Oh, how could that possibly be? Mixas hayoyim kikuloi. Right? The Gemara now says, mixas hayoyim kikuloi is like who? Rabbi Eliezer. But according to the Chachamim, no, there's no such thing as mixas hayoyim kikuloi. So it turns out that this part of the Mishnah is coming to Zetzan previously was going like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, in associate El Shiva. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, what happened? The person over here, he observed the terminus for 30 days, and on day 30 he became Tame. So when he becomes Tame, we can say that the first 1 minute of the day already counted as day 30. The Nezirus was over, and when he became Tame, it's already after Nezirus. Right. And according to Tanakhama, that says that it has to be source of the entire thing, the Chacham, they hold that you do not say Miksa Sayoim Kikulo. You have to wait until the day is over, and when he becomes Tame, everything is all good. Now, Isal, we're going like Isal Kedaitoch, Shloshim, Rabbi Lezer, Mizim Kulfan. Tanan, next Kasha. Hareini Nazir Meyoyim. I want to be Nazir for 100 days. Nitma Yoyim Meya. I want to be Nazir for 100 days. It is not Stam Nazirus now. Whole different case. Nitma Yoyim Meya. On the last day, soiser esakol, Rabbi Eliezer. Oimer, ain't a soiser ela shloishim yoyim. Now, what's going on? Why 30 days? Manavshach. if you hold Miksas Hayom Kikuloi on day 100, how can you tell me the Rabbi Eliezer holds Miksas Hayom Kikuloi? So that would translate that if your person will be in Nazir for 100 days and you get to them 100, after 1 minute you're done. So what's going on? Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Einet Soyse Ela Shloishim, V'Yisal Kadaitach, Sovar Rabbi Eliezer Mizakim Kikuloi Nisar Shiva, only 7. V'Eloi Sovar Miksas Hayom Kikuloi Listar Kulu. You should be Soyse, the other way around, you should be Soyse the entire thing. So Manav Shach.
Not the whole.
No, that's the more. The more this moment over here holds.
It's 30 days.
No, that's only it. That's if only when you're makabel in a zeros of 30 days, or your nazir oilam.
When you said 100, it's
when a person is makabel stam 30 days, or if a person is makabel in the zeros, or is makabel in the zeros forever. So then you repeat the site. You keep on redoing it every 30 days. But when a person says, "I want one term of 100 days, it's one unit. So manav shach. It comes to day 100. If day 100 is going to be called, if you don't say miksas hayom, you should do the entire 100. If you hold that it's miksas hayom, so you're done. You need 7 days for technicalities, because you can't bring korbanos until you metahar yourself with paraduma water on day 3 and day 7. So manav shach, what's going on with Rabbi Eliezer? The oilam, I'll tell you, leolam loy amrinan miksas hayam gekulei. Oh, yach yaskes listar kulei. Amr ish lachash, hayat Rabbi Eliezer, amakra, zois taras hanazir biyay melois. Yimei niziroi, hatar amra, nitma biyay melois, tein loy taras nazir. Gezeres hakosof. Gezeres hakosof. The gezeres hakosof is on the Yom Melois, the Be'etzem, you should really have to be sois of the entire thing. But if you become Tomei on the Yom Melois, on the very last day, then you don't have to go and redo the entire thing. Just observe one term, which is 30 days. So there's a Gzeres HaKosef. Zois Toiras HaNazir. This is the law of the Nazir, Biyoim Milois. Hatoira Amra, Nidma Biyoim Milois, the day of conclusion, the last day, even though we do not say Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi, you observe, you only have to observe 30 days. Tein Loi Toiras Nazir. Now, what's the problem though with this? The problem though, what was the previous answer? We just concluded the previous price, so that let's say a person is living for 30 days, and now he comes to day number 30, and it becomes Tamei. Rabbi Eliezer says 7 days. You just told me now that Rabbi Eliezer says Miksas, you don't say Miksas Yom Kikuloi. So you have basically a steer between the two Rabbi Eliezers. The first Rebbe Eliezer, on the top of the page says, if a person is makabel nazirus for 30 days, stam nazirus, and he becomes tamei on day 30, how many days does he need to conclude? Soiser, 7 days. According to the Tanakama, you need 30 days. Tanakama, we said, does not hold of miksas hayom kikuloi. Rebbe Eliezer holds of miksas hayom kikuloi, and that's why only 7 days. Now we have another braisa where Rabbi Eliezer says 30 days, because Rabbi Eliezer holds Miksas Hayoim. We don't say Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi. You should have to then say 100 days. No, Gzeres HaKosef. But if Rabbi Eliezer does not say Miksas Hayoim Kikuloi, then in the previous case, you should have to observe 30 days, not 7 days. Who is this kasha? Rashi is this kasha. And we'll have to come back to that soon. Let's switch for Shishu Gemara, then we'll come back. Maybe we'll have to come back to that and answer that steer in Rabbi Eliezer. Lema Kitanoi. Let's now say this concept of Lema Kitanoi, the din of 30 days versus 7 days is Machloikis Tanoim. Okay, this concept of. No, I made a mistake. The machlokes tanoim is the nazirus 30 days or is nazirus 29 days? Is machlokes tanoim? It says in the pasuk ad milois hayamim. It says that you shall observe your nazirus ad milois hayamim. The whole pasuk reads on the side of the gemara is based the zois taras hanazir biyom milois. Yimei niziroi on the day of his these are the korbanos that he brings the day when he includes his nazirus. Okay, so ad melois hayom, it says in the pasuk ad melois hayomim shemani niyot yomim shnai. It says here melois hayomim. What does the word yomim mean? Shnai. The plural shnai means 2 days. So how do you know it's going to be more than? So you would think when a person makes a kabbal nazirus, how many days? 2 days. How do you know that it's more than 2 days? Talmud Loimar, Kodosh Yihyeh Gadel Pera. It shall be holy, the growth of his locks, of his hair. Ein Gidul Ser Pochus Mishloishim, Divi Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says a new Yisoid. He doesn't say a Gematria, and he just says Stam, that the growth of a person's hair, Stam Gidul, is 30 days. A person only senses that his hair has grown, I need to get a haircut, after 30 days. Rabbi Yonasan Amar, Ein Oit Sarach, I don't need that. Harei Hu, Oymer says in the Pasuk, Ad Milos HaYomim, Ei Elu Hein Yomim Shetzrichim Lemalois. Where do you find anywhere in to the Torah days that sometimes are Choser and sometimes are Mole? A month, because a month, the moon rotates around the earth 29 and a half days plus a little bit more, so therefore Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh is either going to be 29 days or 30 days. The fact that it says the word milois, we want you to fill it up, indicates that ordinarily it can be choser, and now we want you to be mashler. So that means when you have a hechatimsa of a milois, that's a concept of 30. But because he makes mention of this idea of 29 and Melois, it means it's going to be...
So the Zeus doesn't have to be 30.
Let's see. So the Moravia presents two different Mekoros for the source of 30 days. First is Rabbi Yoshia, that it says in the Pasuk, Gadel Pera Sa'ar Roshoi, grow here. Stam Gidul is 30 days. Why is that so? I don't know. Stam Gidul is 30 days. That's it's an observation of in society. How often do you go get a haircut? Every 30 days. According to Rabbi Yonasan, it says, no, it's a Gzeres HaKasif, Ad Milois. Find in the Torah an area where it's sometimes Choser, sometimes Mole, and you need to be Mashlin. So the Gemara wants to suggest now, my love, if you really want to dig very deep into the nafkamina between these two opinions, my love, Rav Masna diyamak Rav Yoshia, Rav Masna that says it's a 30 full days is going like Rav Yoshia. Ubar Pado, the Amor Bar Pado, diyamak Rav Yonasan, Ad Milois, which means 29 days. Because it's Ad Milois, not Mamish, 30 days, 29 days. Let's hear Rashi says these words exactly. Rav Yoshia, look at Rashi says Rav Yoshia Savar, the Hadik said Ad Melois Ad Lamid Mashma Veloish Shloish Mechlal. Rabbi Yoshia said not 30. He keeps on changing the gears. All these gears are changing, which make everything over here very confusing for my little head over here. The Yud Ois Yud in the Mesoris Shas Yoim Lamid Velo Yoim Lamid from Mechlal. Lahachi Yitzchuk Gadol Pera Shen Gidol Ser Pachus Mishloishim. The drasha is coming to bring it all the way to 30. Rabbi Yonasan Sover, Ad V'Ad Bechlal, V'lo Yitzrich Lon Gadol Migadol Pera, the Elu may Ad Melois Hayomim Naf. So he says, Rabbi Yonasan says, Ad V'Ad Bechlal. So, what is this? Let's see, I'm a little confused. Let me see over here. Elu. Amcha Masna. Let's go back one more time. Elu, I think I read the wrong Rashi. Let's read the Gemara. My lab, Amcha Masna. No. Kuli Alma, everyone agrees. Shloishim Bina. V'yachal, we hear the machlokes. I read the wrong Rashi. Rashi above. V'yachal ba'ad v'yad bechlal pligi. Rabbi Yoshua Sover ad v'loyad bechlal. Everyone really holds b'etzem. You need 30. And over here v'yad bechlal. Rabbi Yoshua Sover ad v'loyad bechlal. And that's Rabbi Yonasan. And that's why you need the pasuk gadel pera to push you over the top. Rabbi Yonah son Savar, what? It says, Ad Milois. Ad Milois Zois Torah Sanazir. Rezois Bioim. Rezois Torah Sanazir. Bioim Milois Yimei Nizrei. Milois means the fullness. The fullness. So built into the word Milois is Ad. Zois Torah Sanazir, on the day, it's Ki'ilu the Pasik said Ad. Because when the Pasik tells you the fullness, the word fullness, melois, has a connotation. You've now reached the end. You've now come to the gemar. You've come to the very, very end. So what does it mean, you've come to the very, very end? You've come to 30 days. But is 30 days include, is it ad v'ad b'chlal, or is it v'ad v'lo yad b'chlal? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yonah son Omar, Rabbi Yoyoshi Osavar, the Haidich Siv. No, it says in the Pasuk Ad Malois. Where's the word Ad Malois? I'm sorry, the next Pasuk. I'm sorry. Look at Pasuk on the side of the Gemara where it says Beis. Ois Beis, on the side of the Gemara. Kol Yimei Neder Nizroi Tahar Lo Yaver Al Roishoi. For how long? Ad Milois Haim. There are two psukim that say the word Milois. I got confused. There are two psukim. And the second pasuk says, he shall not put a razor to his head. Ad Milois Hayomim Asher Yazir LaHashem. So what is in Milois? Milois means until the very, very end. Stam Nizirus is 30 days. Everyone agrees it's going to be 30 days because the amount of time that you don't take a haircut is 30 days. But does that mean ad v'ad b'chlal or ad v'loyad b'chlal? If you learn ad v'loyad b'chlal, we now need the pasuk of gadol pera to push you over the top. If you hold ad v'ad b'chlal, we don't need to come on to the drasha gadol pera, and we can use those words for a different drasha. It says in the pasuk ad milois. Stam Nizirus, everyone agrees, is 30 days. The question is it ad v'ad b'chlal, or is it ad v'loyad b'chlal? Ad v'ad b'chlal means 30 days. Ad v'loyad b'chlal is 29 days. But even if you learn 29 days, we have now another drasha of gadol pera, which will push you over the top to 30. What about according to Bar the time that Rav Yoshia that said does not make the drasha, the other Madiyam that does not make the drasha gadol pera? He'll use that for something else. But at the end of the day, everyone's going to come on to the principle that it's 30 days, not 29 days. Do not attempt to bring this as a makar, machlekes tanoim, between to make Rav Masna and Bar Poda into machlekes tanoim, because be'etzem both of these tanoim can hold that it's 30 days. And the reason why the drasha that they're arguing is a drasha to give you one more day if you hold ad is ad v'ad b'chlal or v'ad v'loy ad b'chlal. Now on top of that is going to be another machloikis. Is there going to be miksas hayoim kikuloi? Back to the Gemara. Amar, one more Gemara. Amar, e elu hein yomim shetzrichim l'malas. Somebody's going to challenge this. You told me over here that we know that when it says in the Pasuk, Milois means 30 days. How do you know it means 30 days? Because a month is either 29 or 30. So therefore, it's 29 or 30, a month is a concept which you need, the word mole fits. The Gemara now assumes that a year, for 10 seconds, the Gemara assumes that a year is always fixed. Maybe a Nizirus is a year. Maybe a Nizirus is 7 years. Oh no, because that is perfectly fixed in the calendar. There's never a situation where sometimes you need to pad to make it shalom. It's always perfect. A month is not. A month sometimes is 29 days, sometimes it's 30 days. So sometimes it's a chodesh mole, and sometimes chodesh chaser. The fact that the Torah uses this term, ad milois, is an indication that we're dealing with a period of time that sometimes is chaser and sometimes is mole. Where in the Torah is there a principle of time, a concept of time that sometimes is chaser, sometimes is mole, that the word molois is appropriate? A chodesh, 30 days. Oh, so is it going to be 29 days or is it going to be 30 days? That's the next madrega of ad v'yad b'chlal, ad v'loya b'chlal. And then after that madrega, you get into a third level of do you say mixas hayam kikulay? But the starting point is milois. The Torah says you're a nazir. How long? I'm stam a nazir. How long am I a nazir for? How long? For a year? Well, the Torah said the word milois. The word milois is a word which is a revelation that we're dealing with a chodesh. Because a chodesh sometimes is choser and sometimes is malay, 30 days. So for the Gemara, oh really? Is that the only time in the world, only time principle in the world, there's a dilemma. A dilemma, is it choser malay? What about a year? So for the Gemara, v'ema Shabbos, a week. So the Gemara says, why don't we say that? Because Shabbos, there's six days in the week, and Shabbos is mimale. Is the miloy of the week. No, there are six days. V'yema Shabbos. Shabbos chasei rusa? No.
7 days.
It's 7 days. There are 6 days, and then Shabbos comes to close off the week, but it's not a possibility whether it's going to be less or more. Frek the Gemara v'yema Shana, because a Shana sometimes it's 354, 355, 353. Ashana, some of the months can be chos, some of the months are chosam amole. So you can have a year that's either 354 is the mean, some 353, 355. The Gemara is, you're right, even though you're tackling, you can be mali chos, but that's not the way people count it. You count it in months. Do we count a year by days?
No.
It's one by months. V'hab rabban, the case, sorry, I mean, minayin shen moinim yom l'shanim. How do you know this? A proof. This is a proof. Well, it's not a cash of the heart. Sorry, army. Minayin shen moinim yomim lishonim. She'en moinim. El shnema lechot she'ashon chadoshim mechashim lishonim v'lo yom lishonim. You know such thing. Even though it's not true that the year can be 354, 353, 355, but when we count it in the Torah, it's counted by month, it's not counted. So by process of elimination, the only concept of time that you have is a month. So when it says lemalois, it means 30 days. So sakal, what's the issue that comes out of the daf? What comes out of the daf is the makar. There are basically the makar presents over the whole daf three or four different makaras for a stam nizirus shiloi shemyon. Either the word yihye, gadol yihye, yihye begematria 30, or the Gemara says stam. A person grows here for 30 days. Where does that come from? It's not so clear. Maybe the Gemara will reject that. And then the Gemara's final makar, or 29 days, because it says in the Torah the word nazir 29 times in the Torah, and that would mean that you bring the carbonates on day 30. It says the word nazir, neder, nazir, lahazir 29 times. And the last makar is the word milois. And the word milois means a concept of time which requires to be nishla, 29 or 30. So these are the three or four makaras for the concept of a month. On that, we have a machloikis, bar poda. Machloikis is bar poda ramasna. Is it really talking 30 days? Or maybe it's 29 days. If you look like the makar that it says the word 29 times in the Torah of the word, then it's only going to be 30 days. And the carbon, and according to that, and then the carbon, if you learn like bar poda, you have no choice but to say, never ever to say mixas hayoim kikula. If you're going to take the yesoid that it's 29 days because of the 29 times that it says the word nazir in the Torah, then you have no choice but to say that day 30 is when you bring the carbon, because you do not say the rule of mixas hayoim kikula. But if you look like the other mahalchim, which allow themselves that 30 taka 30 days of yiyah, or melois, or stam gidl pera is 30 days, that opens up the possibility to say mixa sayoim kikuloi. So taka, we use that. But we came across Rabbi Eliezer, according to one mahalach, that says you don't say mixas hayoim kikuloi. So that's a serem machloikis. Will you say mixas hayom kuloi? And this we wanted to go be toila the machloikis bar masna and bar poda in the machloikis tanoim. No such thing, because you get into another machloikis of ad viad bichlal. Melois means 30 for sure, but it doesn't mean ad melois up until 30, 29, or does it mean ad viad bichlal, or it goes all the way to 30, and then you'll have another drasha that will put you over the top. And after all that starts, you then get into the machlokes of mixas hayoyim kikulay. All right, I didn't confuse you more. All right, have a wonderful day.